life you two must have together, Gene. What a crazy life.
Yeah. Crazy life. A real crazy life.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Henry Morgan in David Karp's story of a man who lives by laughter, told in part by the woman who married him and who shares the crazy life.
Dear Pop, I'm writing this letter in my mind because they won't let me out of bed. I suppose you know from all the prayers Mom's made that I was going to have a baby. It's a baby girl. She came just a half hour ago. We're calling her Amanda. I think she looks beautiful.
I'm so glad for you that it was a girl.
Yes, I wanted a girl.
Girls are nicer than boys. Easier to train. And you know the old saying, a son's a son until he gets a wife. A daughter's a daughter the rest of her life.
That was Mrs. Barnowitz. She has a bed next to mine. She had a boy yesterday. He was third. I may as well tell you I'm in a ward at the hospital. It isn't so bad, really, except that one poor girl's baby died and she cries all the time. I wish I weren't here, but we can't help it. Henny hasn't done well the past few years. I know he's tried, but what I mean, I'm not in a ward because I want to be.
Why don't you try to sleep, dear?
I can't.
Did you know it was snowing?
No, I didn't.
Beautiful.
It's snowing outside now. It must be beautiful. Henny hasn't seen the baby yet. I wonder if he really wanted a girl the way I did.
Mr. Carter, how did you get here?
I had to kill three nurses and tie up a doctor. Cops are after me. I can't stay long, Mrs. Barnowitz.
Oh, yes.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Jean.
Hello, Henny. Did they let you see the baby?
I've seen 100 babies. None of them seem to recognize me. The girl, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What a production. 9 months and all you can come up with is a female midget.
It takes an elephant 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't let all the clean linen go to your head. I still make the jokes around here, you know.
Sorry, lost my control for a minute.
Check, watch yourself at all times. Hey, I brought you something. Nourishment. Hey, feast. A rare oriental delicacy.
Henry, I can't eat peanut brittle.
Oh, peanut brittle.
Here now, Mrs. Barnowitz, let's keep ourselves under control. Look, Jean, I smuggled this in. I got it at great personal expense from a smuggler down the block.
Smuggle it out.
Mrs. Barnowitz?
No, thank you, Mr. Carter. It's not good for my bridge.
What bridge? If it's a Brooklyn Bridge, somebody's kidding you. I bought that years ago.
Henry, I think you'd better go now.
Check. When do you break out of here?
End of the week.
All right, check. I'll be waiting for you with a fast car. Kiss the mob for me. Mrs. Barnowitz, not a word about my being here. You know what happens to squealers, right, don't you?
Right.
It's like Henny to make a joke of the baby being born. What I'm trying to say is that I'm coming back home. I'm leaving Henny for good. It wasn't right, not even from the first day. It was snowing then, too, and I ran all the way home from the theater. You remember how I cried when I told you he'd run up to the stage during the amateur contest and imitated horrible things? People laughed while he imitated things like a chicken running away from a farmer, flapping his hands and squawking and rolling his eyes and making perfectly awful sounds. Then he pretended he was on a desert dying of thirst, and he crept along that filthy stage on his hands and knees and licked it. And then he was a subway train and a whole crowd of people, and he was a wheel, and he was a piece of gum stuck to a man's shoe. I thought I would die of shame. All the people were laughing, and I couldn't stand it. I got up and I ran out.
Thank you.
maybe it wasn't so horrible after all. I was younger then, and I thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. In those days, I'll never forget that night. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Funny, it snowed, too, the night I saw Henny home on furlough from the Army. It was just like Henny to be in the middle of a crowd, and the crowd was watching Henny. Henny was arguing with one of those street Santa Clauses.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, look, I don't know why you're being stubborn, Mac.
Oh, look, soldier, I told you for the 10th time, my name ain't Mac.
Well, it ain't Santa Claus either.
Henny Carter.
Hi, Jean, Merry Christmas.
Henny, what's the matter?
He's enough, that's what's the matter with him.
All right. Now, look, Miss Hayes here is a perfectly impartial judge. Jean, what's wrong with Max here?
Well, I don't know, Henny. Looks all right to me.
A skinny Santa Claus! A miserable, underfed Santa Claus. His lips are blue. His teeth are knocking together like castanets.
Oh,
is that right? Ladies and gentlemen, you're all substantial citizens. Some of you are mothers and fathers. Are you going to let your kids think that Santa Claus looks like this?
Henny, what do you want the poor man to do?
Well, he can put on my overcoat. That's all I'm asking him to do. Is that unreasonable? It'll fill him out. It'll warm him.
Now, look, soldier, I told you a dozen times. I'm not going to put your overcoat on under this suit. Not going home, huh?
Now, you're going to stand there in that skinny, shivering state and maybe scare a little kid? Not while I have anything to say about it. Come on, buddy, let's go. Off with the skinny Santa Claus suit.
Get it. Take him out.
Let's go, me. Hey, stop it. Stop. You'll get into trouble.
Hey, someone call a cop.
A policeman did come, and we finally had to run for it. Henny had 2 weeks' leave left then, and I think we saw one another every day of those 2 weeks. And when the 2 weeks were up and I came in and told you and Mom, do you remember what you said, Papa? Do you remember?
For Pete's sake, why did you marry the goof?
That's a terrible thing to say, Harry.
I love him, Papa.
And I didn't know there was any insanity in our family before
this. Now, that's enough of that, Harry. Gene, Henny is going to make you a wonderful husband. He's kind and generous and thoughtful, and he loves you very much. Henny is going to be a good husband. You wait and see.
A good husband. It's going to be hard to tell Henny that I'm leaving him. Very hard. He's been able to find something funny in almost everything else, everything we ever did. Even something as ordinary as riding on a bus.
Have your fare ready. Step the rear, please. Plenty of room.
You know, Gene, I've been thinking. Look at all of these people just sitting here on the bus. They're not improving their minds. They're not getting anything at all out of the ride.
What are you supposed to get out of a bus ride?
Well, you're supposed to get something out of life all the time, honey. They're living their lives right now, right here. And they're not getting anything out of it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Honey, for heaven's sake, sit down.
What are you doing sitting on the bus? What are you getting out of it? Look. Here you are. You're traveling in a marvel of transportation in the largest city of the world on Swank Fifth Avenue, and you sit there without oohing and aahing. You're not marveling at the things you can see. Come on. Let's have an ooh of appreciation for Fifth Avenue. Come on now. All together. Ooh. Oh, come on. Get into the spirit of it. Let's have an ah for the Fifth Avenue bus company. All together. And there's a good old Empire State Building. Let's have a double and an ah for the Empire State Building all together. Ooh! Ooh! Ah!
Henny, you fool, sit down.
Let's not forget the man who drives the bus. A big double ah for the driver. Ah! Ah!
Mrs. Carter?
Hmm?
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Mrs. Barnowitz.
I can't sleep for more than 10 minutes at a time. Do you know who I dreamed about?
No, who?
Your husband. I think he's so funny. He's in show business, isn't he?
No, he isn't.
Really? With that wonderful sense of humor?
I'm afraid that's the only thing he hasn't tried.
Well, he's the sort of man who'd do well in almost anything. I can imagine what it must be like living with him. Some life.
Yeah. Some life. I don't think she could imagine what it was like, Papa. Do you remember the time he worked for a florist? I'll never forget it, the night he brought home a surprise. Henny, is that you?
Yeah. Surprise, Henny.
In heaven's name is that?
Flowers! Boy, I had a tough time getting it up the stairs.
Want to go through the door?
Henny,
that'll never get through the door. It's too big.
Yeah, well, I guess not. We'll just leave it in the hall for the neighbors to enjoy. Hey, isn't it a beaut, Gene? Must be 2,000 flowers in it. See how it spells out the words in geraniums there. Welcome to the International Pulp Makers Association.
Where did you get it?
Well, they made it up for a hotel that was counting on getting a convention, but they didn't.
What on earth are we going to do with it?
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's a going away present.
Who's going away?
I am. That is, I did. Mr. Poppins is crazy about me. You know, he told me, Henny, take anything in the shop tonight. So I picked this. There's no point in taking anything small.
Henny, were you fired?
Fired? I've never been fired in my life. No, Mr. Pappas and I agreed that the job just wasn't suited to my talents. I mean, flowers are wonderful, but what's the future with them?
We'll have to move, Henny, now that the baby's coming and I can't work.
Well, you're not going to work, Jean. I wouldn't permit it. I'll find something better, or I'll get something more in line with my talents. Mr. Pappas thinks a great deal of me. Should have heard what he said.
I'm sure he likes you, Henny.
Hey, I got a great idea. We'll put a sign on the flowers, to our neighbors, courtesy of Mr. and Mrs. Henny Carter.
Yes, that's a fine idea, Henny. I'm sure Mr. Pappas liked Henny, and the man he worked for at the garage, and all the others. I'm sure they liked Henny. He made everyone laugh. The last thing I heard before I came to the hospital was people laughing at Henny. We'd gone downtown to a department store.
Jean, look, are you sure you won't let me do the shopping? You're not in any condition to fight those crowds in there.
Well, there are certain things I'll have to have for the baby before I go to the hospital, and I just can't trust you to buy them by yourself.
I don't know why you always... Excuse me. Boy, they really go through that revolving door, don't they? Jean, how about my taking you home? I can come back.
Henny, I can't trust you. Now, come on, let's go in.
No, wait a minute. Now, take it easy going through the revolving door. You don't want to get bumped now or anything. Now, go on. All right, get in.
Well, Henny, come on. Don't stop in the door.
It's stuck.
What'd you say?
The door is stuck. Won't move.
Well, try moving back.
Well, it doesn't go the other way either.
Oh, now, Henny, stop it. If this is a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm stuck. Gene, you got to get me out of here.
It won't budge. I'll go tell someone. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Could you help me?
Sorry, madam. I have a customer.
No, you don't understand. My husband... Oh, for Pete. Excuse me, this is an emergency.
Yes, madam.
My husband's stuck in the revolving door in the front of the store and it won't move.
Well, come with me. I'll get hold of the manager.
Let it through here, please. Officer, you getting that man? Good heavens, he seems to be dying of lack of air.
Oh, he's all right. He's just killing us.
You sure? Mrs. Carter, this is the man's wife.
How is he?
Oh, he's all right, ma'am. He's stuck, but he's all right. He's been making faces like that and rolling his eyes for the past 10 minutes. We'll have him out right away.
He's a great joker, your husband.
Are you sure he's joking? I mean, is there enough air for him in there?
Oh, plenty of air. He was dying of thirst a few minutes ago, and before that, he was dying of hunger. He began to wait his time.
Well, I must say your husband has kept his sense of humor, Mrs. Carter. Mrs. Carter, this woman's fainted.
And that was the last thing I heard before the baby was born. The sound of people laughing at Henny. As I stood there and watched him, I somehow began to feel like a fool. And I decided then to leave him. Maybe you won't understand why I'm doing this, Papa. And maybe I can't really explain it except to say that it just wasn't funny anymore. Not funny at all.
You all right, Jean? Boy, I'm sure glad you're out of there. Can I hold the baby?
No, I'll carry her, Henry.
Is she awake? Hey, Mandy. Mandy! You know you're all paid for?
Courtesy of the city of New York.
Well, I'll write to Mayor Wagner and thank him. Do it tonight. Hey, we ought to get a cab.
Taxi!
Now, be careful getting in. Careful. Now, be careful.
200 West 10th, and take it easy, you know. We got a newborn baby back here.
Right job.
Better check to see if he's breathing.
Of course he's breathing.
Well, doesn't hurt to check. He's very young. He hasn't had much practice at it. I just take a little teeth. Yeah, he's still breathing.
Kenny, please.
They're remarkable. Are your fingernails growing?
Of course.
Probably your hair's growing, too, huh?
It is.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. Like an exact duplicate of a human being.
She is a human being.
Well, of course. Of course. Better check her breathing again. Yep, still okay.
Hey, buddy, you think I'm funny?
Sorry, mister. Just sort of made me laugh.
There's nothing funny about being a father, you know. You have to check up on things like that.
You sure do.
Yes, sir, boy. Nobody's going to catch me napping. I'm going to stay on the job, make sure those nails keep getting longer and that hair keeps growing and that breathing goes on all the time. Right in, out, in, out, in, out. Better check that again.
Honey, stop it. Stop it right now. She's not some joke. She's my daughter.
Now, just keep your eyes closed until I open the door. I have a surprise for you. You close your eyes, please.
Henny, I'm exhausted from that clock.
I'm opening it. I'm opening it. I'm opening it. I close. Step in. That's it. Okay, you can look.
Where did all this come from?
Hey, Mandy, open your eyes. Take a look.
Where did all this come from?
Well, I don't know where the crib and the playpen and the bassinet and all those baby clothes came from, but the flowers came from Mr. Pappas. The champagne came from France. I borrowed the champagne buckets and the champagne glasses from the restaurant down. You know, no sense buying those things. We hardly use them.
Where'd you get the money for all this?
Well, some of it your mother bought and some of it I bought.
I can guess the things that you bought with her money.
With American money. Hey, I woke her up. Surprise, Mandy. Surprise. Jean, what's the matter? What's the matter, honey? See, both you girls are crying now. What are you both crying about? Don't you like everything? Oh, Jean, I know what I'll do. I'll cheer you up. I'll do that French waiter routine. Remember that time in the restaurant over on Broadway where they really thought I was French? Remember how I started ordering? Voulez-vous, madame? Vous voulez le champagne? Voulez-vous le cake?
Henny! Henny, I'm leaving you.
What'd you say, honey?
Taking the baby, and I'm going to Evanston to live with my mother. It just hasn't worked out with us, Henny. It didn't matter so much when there was just the two of us. But there's the baby now, and that makes a great difference. You understand what I'm saying?
I catch all the words, but I don't know if I understand what you're saying.
You will after I'm gone. It's just one trouble now that you spent all the money that my mother gave you. I haven't any money for fare. I'll have to wire Mom for some.
When do you want to go?
As soon as I get the money. It's no use, Henny. You won't ever change, and the baby deserves a real father.
I tell you what. I'll take an oath that I'll stop drinking and gambling and beating up Saturday nights and maybe even Sunday nights.
Henny, I've got to do it.
Well, I'm not finished. I'll even give up all those dames I see. Marge, Evelyn, Edith, Tally, Gwen, Mary.
Did I ever say you were a bad husband that way? Did I?
Well, if I don't do all those things, I mean, if I didn't, how could I give them up and improve myself for you? After all, face the truth, I'm perfect. Who improves on perfection?
I know you're good, Henny, but I want our daughter to have a father she can admire and respect.
The money thing, huh? Yeah, well, I've batted pretty well. I met an old army buddy of mine. Well, maybe not a buddy, more like an enemy, but he's mellowed since then. He offered me a job.
Oh, not again.
Oh, no flowers or old rubber tires. Selling is what this is. Not door-to-door stuff either, Jean. I mean, high-class selling with a salary. Plus, I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, I know you are. You'll need a new suit. Oh, no, no, you'll never change. Never, never,
Girl,
never, never.
Couldn't you just stop saying never for a minute? Just for a minute? Look, I'm the kind of person I am. I don't think I'll ever be any different because I don't see what's so terrible about me.
From your point of view, you're right.
I'm not perfect, honey. I know that.
I don't want perfection, Hen.
You, know what you want?
Yes.
It isn't Henny Carter.
Henny, there's no point talking about it.
Yeah, you're right. Time comes when talk's got to stop. All right, Jean. I'll get the money for you. And you won't have to wire your mother. Unless you want to light her up for Christmas or something. It was a joke.
Yes, I know.
Well, it's no joke what I said about getting the money. I'll get it for you. Right now.
Henny, where are you going?
Going out to get the money for you.
Snowing out.
All right.
Henny?
Yeah?
Button up your coat.
Yes, ma'am.
Henny?
Yeah. It's me, honey.
Well, where have you been? You've been gone nearly 4 hours.
Oh, boy, I'm tired.
You look exhausted. What have you been doing?
Trying to get a cab, but I couldn't. Oh, that snow.
Now, you can't lie down with your clothes on. You're soaked. Let me help you off with that.
Yeah.
Henny, you're perspiring.
I got the money. Here. It's $35. I'm sorry it wasn't more.
What took you so long?
Oh, I'm tired.
Did Pappas lend you the money? Did you walk all the way from his place?
And borrow it. I wouldn't want Mr. Pappas to know about us. I'd be ashamed. Not you. I'd be ashamed of myself. Such a flop. Excuse me, Jean. I think I'm going to pass out.
Henny, what's wrong? What happened? Where did you get the money?
Good fairies. Met a leprechaun in Cassidy.
Cassidy? Henny.
I got a free chain.
Where did you get the money if you didn't borrow it?
Pocket. Coat pocket.
Wearing your jacket?
Yeah, jacket.
What's this? Crown and Cassidy, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
500 cc type A donor Henny card. $35. Henny? Henny?
Hmm?
Did you sell your blood?
Yeah. Full gallon, things like it.
Is it because your friends wouldn't lend you the money? I said, was it because your friends wouldn't lend you the money that you had to sell your blood?
No. No. Need friends. I need them. Everybody needs friends, but who needs blood? Only good for cutting yourself when you shave, huh? Excuse me, I'm dead. I'm just dead.
Tell me. You're a good man, Henny. You're good. I suppose we've got to live our lives the only way we know how. And your way isn't a bad way, Henny. And for you, it's the only way. Crazy life. But what life isn't? Andy and I will go the whole way. Henny, can you hear me? Never mind. We've got lots of time now. Thank you, Henny. Thank you for the crazy life.
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Henry Morgan in The Crazy Life by David Cart. It was directed by Ira Ashley and featured Elspeth Eric with Bryna Rayburn, Agnes Young, Madeline Pierce, Louis Van Ruten, Santos Ortega, Carl Frank, and Larry Haynes. The original music was composed and conducted by Milton Kay. The CBS Radio Workshop is produced in New York by Paul Roberts. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to join us again next week for the premier broadcast performance of one-act opera, Le Grand Bretèche. based on the immortal Balzac story about the jealousy of a deceived husband. Composed by Avery Claflin, with libretto by George R. Mill. This is the CBS Radio Network.